I've seen many courthouses in my journeys, but this one is one of the most amazing. Beautiful inside and out, with some very unique stories to boot, including a deer that once lived inside the place. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Like most early courthouses, this one once housed the jail that held the county's prisoners.
The sheriff's wife pretty much served them bologna, maybe sometimes three times a day. But I can tell you that the sheriff's wife who was here was very kind to our prisoners.
Sue Scott Smith shares the story from the Chase County, Kansas courthouse, a structure that lacks just a few months of being the oldest such working courthouse west of the Mississippi.
In the late 50s, one summer was particularly hot and steamy. And they had one young man imprisoned here, but apparently he was not the world's worst criminal because they let him have his guitar. And he sat in the window all summer long, the window open, singing, "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog."
It's just one of the memories Sue has of living across the street from the courthouse. For a few years, a pet deer even lived here.
The deer was inside of the courthouse occasionally. I think he raised it as a tiny, tiny fawn in his living quarters here in the courthouse, and then it lived outside in an enclosure, and the deer's name was Bambi.
Today, the courthouse is nearly 150 years old and attracts tourists from across the nation to view its beauty both inside and out. Recent renovations have made it a true gem to see, as she looks much as she did back in 1873.
We began at $40,000 to build her and $4.25 million a few years ago to renovate her, and she gleams. She looks fine.
You can see the courthouse on U.S. Farm Report this weekend on the TV version of American Countryside. Traveling the countryside in Cottonwood Falls, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.